The COVID-19 task force last week announced new restrictions to curb the spread of the virus. It now says anyone who fails to wear a face mask or observe social distancing rules will be charged 6,000 South Sudanese pounds. An unauthorized health facility found admitting confirmed COVID-19 patients will be charged 60,000 South Sudanese pounds, or about $100. Juba resident Nancy Gassim says it is unfair to impose exorbitant fines on citizens when it is clear that most civil servants earn less than $10 a month, which is often not paid on time.
Instead of fining the citizens, let the government at least give them free masks as other ordinary countries are doing. Then the curfew time, we find most of our people are living from hand to mouth. You find the women on the street making the fish, And they're staying on the streets making porridge at night up to until like 11 or so. And so where will they feed their family from?
Nunu Diana, an activist with the national NGO Young Positive South Sudan, says the penalties announced by the National Task Force are completely baseless because the task force hasn't done enough to educate the public about the pandemic.
People are living on a perception that COVID-19 is not a reality. So I think the National COVID-19 Task Force should have informed these people about the dangers and the effects of the COVID-19 in the country by going deep at the grassroots level, at the market areas, that is where people are crowded, but they haven't done enough. They've not installed water points around markets for people to ensure that they wash their hands. They've not distributed masks to ensure that people have to wear these masks while in crowding.
Diana says several government agencies don't adhere to COVID-19 directives. She says offices of certain ministries are often overcrowded with many people sharing one room. Diana says the new fines are intended to rob the public. Patrick Malley, a Boda Boda rider in the Tongping residential area, says the penalties will negatively affect the incomes of Boda Boda operators because a majority of passengers do not have face masks.
As Boda Boda guys, we are facing a lot of challenges, especially masks. You know, there are some other customers who can even not afford to buy what? Mask. Right now, when we are to take person from Tongping to custom, at times even paying that money for Boda Boda is even challenging. So I'm suggesting that at least the government should at least help the community by supplying some masks for the community so that we shall also be safe, in other words.
Malay says the masks are expensive. He says the cheapest ones cost at least 1,000 South Sudanese pounds. Dr. Richard Laku, chairperson of the COVID-19 Task Force Committee and the incident manager in the National Task Force, says the complaints on the high prices are not genuine because the task force has tried other measures, but the public has not respected the orders. He says they are fining people to protect people's lives.
Why are they complaining high? Why do they not want to wear the mask in the first place to say that it's high? They were told politely they don't want. 6,000 is not high with the life and risk of the individuals. When you are going to lose a life compared to 6,000, 6,000 is nothing.
Juba resident Gabriel Yokwe says he supports the government's decision to impose penalties for non-compliance with COVID-19 restrictions. He says the fines will force people to take the pandemic seriously.
I literally observe the measures set for my own safety and for the safety of the people around me. So looking at the fines doesn't necessarily surprise me or make me feel uncomfortable at all. It rather reminds me that I should still always observe these things, and it's mainly for the purposes of my own safety and the people around me.
Yokwe says the amount of the fines shouldn't be an issue, arguing it is much cheaper to buy a face mask than paying the fine for accessing a public place without wearing a mask. The task force also says people who violate curfew hours will be detained for 24 hours to undergo sensitization about the dangers of failing to adhere to COVID-19 protocols. For VOA News, I am Winnie Cirino in Juba.